Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 21st of May, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Top story this week: on Sunday the 17th, the Andalusian regional elections took place, exposing growing instability in Spanish politics ahead of the 2027 general election as the Socialist Party took a heavy defeat. Partido Popular won but lost its previous outright majority, could force cooperation and possibly power sharing with the nationalist fascist Vox Party. For President Pedro Sanchez's Socialist Party, the result was far worse than anticipated, securing just 28 seats of the 109-seat regional parliament, the party's worst result since the region's first democratic elections in 1982. On Tuesday the 19th, the Spanish court opened a court proceedings on the former Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero with money laundering, influence peddling, and related offenses tied to the 2021 state bailout of Plus Ultra Airlines. Zapatero illegally received 1.98 million euros from a 53 million euro state bailout package through offshore companies in the United Arab Emirates. The case is politically damaging for Sanchez, whose socialist government has already suffered multiple corruption scandals involving party figures such as José Luis Ábalos. Indictment is unprecedented, as no former Spanish prime minister has previously faced charges this severe. Next. Update on a story that's finally wrapped up over almost a year of back and forth. On Monday the 18th, Latin pop star Shakira won a major legal victory after a court ruled she should receive a tax refund worth about 50 million euros. Repayment includes about 24 million euros in income tax and nearly 25 million euros in penalties imposed by authorities for a serious 2011 tax violation. However, the High Court ruled that the tax officials failed to prove Shakira was a tax resident in 2011. The law requires at least 183 days in the country. The court found that she spent only 163 days here. Tax agency said that it will appeal to the Supreme Court, so no money will be paid until a final ruling is made. Speaking of income tax, on Friday the 15th, 2025 income tax campaign introduced new regional deductions as autonomous communities expanded incentives for health, housing, sustainability, and demographics. Here's some key policies in Andalusia in the south. Taxpayers can now deduct gym memberships, veterinary expenses, celiac disease costs from their tax returns, while in Galicia in the northwest now offers some of the most generous benefits in Spain, including up to 9,000 euros for renovating empty homes intended for long-term rental. Catalonia added deductions for victims of gender violence who rent homes for investments in housing and agricultural cooperatives. Over to strikes and updates from last week. On Tuesday the 19th, the regional Catalan government said that it intends to prevent a major teachers' strike and will propose targeted pay increases and more staff in schools, especially to support students with disabilities. Rather than offering a general salary rise, the Department of Education wants to raise a singular supplement paid to tutors and introduce two new bonuses, one for co-tutoring duties and another for teachers working in high-complexity schools with vulnerable student populations. However, the exact size of the increase has not yet been disclosed. Tuesday the 19th, police in Catalonia arrested Jonathan Andic in connection with the death of his father, Isaac Andic, the billionaire founder of a fashion retailer, Mango. Andic, who was born in Istanbul in 1953, built a leading fashion brand from a small clothing business after opening the company's first store in 1984 in Barcelona's Passeig de Gracia. Andic died in December 2024 after allegedly falling into a ravine while hiking with his son in the Montserrat Mountains near Barcelona. Although the death was initially treated as an accident by the local police force, the Mossos de Esquerda investigators later began exploring possibility of homicide after uncovering inconsistencies in circumstantial evidence. Family said it was fully cooperating with authorities and said that Jonathan is innocent. Moving to the skies. On Tuesday the 19th, Euronews reported that from this week onwards, the country will start heating up earlier than usual. According to the National Meteorological Agency, IMET, the hottest parts of the country will be western Andalusia in the south, particularly in Seville, Cordoba, and Mérida, where temperatures are expected to exceed 35 degrees centigrade, 122 Fahrenheit. Other inland regions, including parts of Castilla-La Mancha, could see temperatures rise above 33 degrees centigrade, which is 91.4 Fahrenheit. Meteorologists say the heat wave-like conditions are arriving far earlier than normal, as such temperatures are usually associated with July or August rather than mid-May. The hot spell followed one of Spain's wettest winters in decades, highlighting increasingly extreme weather patterns linked to fossil fuel-induced climate change. A restaurant drama went viral on Monday the 18th after diners undisclosed restaurant allegedly walked out without paying, leaving a note explaining why. Case was first shared online by Soy Camarero, an account known for highlighting incidents in the restaurant industry. According to Soy Camarero, a customer pulled a classic simpa, word for leaving a restaurant without paying. They said, "We are leaving without paying. We asked for the bill several times," claims staff repeatedly failed to attend to them. Photos of the note spread across social media, sparking a heated debate online. Some backed the diners, others criticized them. Side are you on, fair or not? Link to the article in the show notes. Moving on to music, summer's looking interesting. 2026 festival season promises one of its biggest summers yet, with more than 70 events running from May to September across the country. Major international stars include The Cure, Katy Perry, Foo Fighters, and Juan Luis Guerra. The standout events include Primavera Sound in Barcelona, which is already sold out, featuring The Cure, Gorillaz, and Massive Attack. Mad Cool in Madrid, celebrating its 10th anniversary with Foo Fighters, Florence and the Machine, and the Kings of Leon. And Bilbao BBK Live, which is celebrating 20 years with Calvin Harris and Robbie Williams. Electronic music fans can go to festivals like Sonar and the Monegros Desert Festival, while rock fans can catch Iron Maiden, Marilyn Manson, and The Offspring at summer metal events. A bit closer in the calendar, on Monday the 18th, it was announced that football superstar Lamine Yamal is expected to miss the start of the 2026 FIFA World Cup because of a hamstring injury obtained during La Liga. Major blow to Spain ahead of the tournament. According to reports, FC Barcelona winger is likely to be unavailable for Spain's opening group stage match on the 15th of June and their second game on the 21st. 18-year-old has been tipped to shine at the World Cup, but his injury has disrupted those plans. Football Federation has reportedly been working closely with Barcelona's medical staff to monitor the 18-year-old's recovery. And finally, an opinion piece tackles the legacy of Franco. The Guardian writer Abbas Asaria argues that Spain still hasn't fully confronted its past despite laws banning Francoist symbols in public spaces. One of his major points is that bars and restaurants that openly glorify the dictatorship with portrait slogans and memorabilia expose what he sees as weak enforcement of the democratic memory law, particularly Una Grande Libre, a bar in Madrid that embraces Francoist imagery and attracts far-right supporters. If you're curious, you can read his piece in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us? info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.